course, I saw you last night in the hotel around 9, and then you're up this morning doing weather. So tell us about what we have in store today, Marty.
Well, what we have in store today, you know, the big problems are over with, Steve. The continued effects of what was called Sandy, it's now just an area of low pressure up over Altoona, are going to be with us through the day. We're going to see showers banding around the low, and we're going to see winds, you know, steady, but not the howling winds or not the pounding rain we saw last night between 8 and 1 a.m. The storm is actually going according to script. We knew it was going to cut across the Mason-Dixon line, get up to about Altoona and stall, hang around today, and then go straight north toward the eastern Great Lakes. And indeed, that's happening. So we're going to see continued shower activity band around the low. Most of the rain we see today, I believe, is going to be between now and maybe 10:30 or so. The wind we'll have today will be steady, 15 to 20, with an occasional gust of over 30. But that's nothing that we haven't, you know, that we haven't dealt with during your regular wintertime nor'easter. Now, we do have a bit of a problem occurring on the bay right now. There's a high tide at Fort McHenry at 7:19. I've gotten reports from Bowie's Quarters, Middle River, Back River, Miller's Island, and Edgemere of water rising. Once the sun comes up, we'll be able to see, you know, what kind of problem this is. We are in the studio looking down at Harbor Place, and I can tell you the entire amphitheater is filled with water. So, indeed, we have a southerly flow pushing water up the bay and a high tide. So over the next hour, hour and a half or so, that may be a developing story. Fells Point, Canton, Eastern Baltimore County. We'll have to see how that goes.
Now, do you think as people look around, they look and see we haven't had anything terrible, really, you know, we don't have buildings collapsing or bridges going down or anything like that. Did we get off better than expected or not necessarily?
I would say we got off better than expected. Now, knock on wood. You got to remember, the ground is saturated and the winds are now coming from the opposite direction they were blowing at this time yesterday. So I don't doubt that there's going to be some trees coming out of the ground. You can't, you know, have a northwest wind pushing a tree southwest and then a southwest wind pushing it northeast without there being some structural problem with the root ball. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I can see some trees coming down today and some continued power outages. But having said that, I think we really escaped a big one. In a bigger picture, given what's happened around us and north of us, this could have been a lot worse, pal.
I'm looking and seeing what's going on in New York and everything with the flooding in New Jersey and Atlantic City and Hoboken. At the end of the day, when they size up Hurricane Sandy 10 years from now, they're going to size it up as an epic storm along the East Coast, or did it not live up to the hype?
No, it definitely lived up to the hype. You know, no, just because we escaped, can, you know, you can put some of that on the power of prayer and the fortune of good luck. But the fact of the matter is, this was big enough, they'll retire the name Sandy. Look, at one point, we had clouds that stretched from eastern Canada to Florida. That's amazing.
Is that what they do with a storm when it's like a Gloria or something? They retire the name?
Exactly. Katrina, Andrew, those names are gone.
Okay. All right, Marty, thank you so much. Appreciate it. We'll check you out on TV this morning. We really appreciate you taking a couple minutes to be with us.
All right, brother. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
So Marty Bass joining us from Channel 13.
Yeah, and I was going to ask him that, too, but I'm glad you did, about the severity of the storm and whether or not we got off easy. Because 24 hours ago, the impression I was